Oh no, sorry, I have that set to the wrong audio input. But anyway, yeah, the lewds are fucking amazing. And the writing is great. Yeah, you know what, I think there was a big cult following back in the day with Nep. I actually hopped on the Nep train back in like 2015 and I started playing RB1 on the Vita. But oh okay, the aliens are saying that music was working. Okay, I'm gonna play it again. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry about that. I'm 100% listening to you, I promise. I'm just also trying to juggle the background music, incoming friend requests on Discord, the thread, and our conversation.
No, that's fine.
But yeah, Nep. Lots of Neps. Good Neps. Good shit. But yeah, the best part of the Nep lexicon is definitely not the super in-depth JRPG mechanics. I think it's more about the music is awesome.
Yeah.
I love like, I imported the... Actually, crazy story. So I imported the Nep, like, complete shares box, which I think it was, like, right around the time when V2 came out, and that it was supposed to be, like, all the music in the Nep franchise up to that point, but I didn't realize how fucking chunk the box was. Like, I thought it was just, like, 5 jewel cases in a box, but when I got it, it was, like... like a 1-foot by 1-foot thing, because it literally has a fucking 1-to-1 replica of Nep's console with the CDs inside of it, which is crazy. Like, the shipping was like $70, and I was like, why the fuck is the shipping so much for 5 CDs? And then I get this humongous package, and I was like, oh, that's why.
Yeah, just this huge thing. Was it a collector's edition?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, there was nothing in the picture to scale, so I just thought it was like this, like 5 jewel cases in a slipcase.
Okay. Well, as long as it worked out, like, that sounds really cool, though. Is it, do you still have it in your room?
Yeah, and actually, when I did, like, a 4-hour Nep music stream one time, I just played everything in there. It has all the, like, remixes and the character songs and all the game intros and outros. My favorite outro is Go Love and Peace, and I think my favorite intro, besides Dimension Tripper, I mean, the anime I'm not counting here, just the games, because Dimension Tripper and Neptune Sagashite are too powerful. Go Love and Peace is my favorite outro, and probably the V2 intro is my favorite. So Taisei something, it's in Moon Runes that I should be able to read. But okay, you know what, I should probably accept the next caller pretty soon. Do you have anything you'd like to add? I've been talking too much, I think.
Oh no, that's fine. I was actually gonna ask, what was the main difference between the Rebirth and the and non-Rebirth? It's just a remake, right?
Yeah, it was a remake and a port to a Vita, but they like tweaked a lot of mechanics a little bit, streamlined the experience, because the original Hyperdimension Neptunia was kind of a massive clusterfuck. It was super hard, but also really long and a little arduous. Yeah, like, it was punishing as hell. Like, for example, if a CPU or Megami died in battle, her nation would lose shares, and if you lost too many shares, you were locked out of the true ending.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fucking nuts. It was nuts, yeah, but they streamlined a lot of it.
Okay, well, that's a big shitpost. Like I said, I never really played much of them. I only started playing the first one a little bit ago, so I'll just have to give it another try then, see how much I can really enjoy it.
Nice, yeah, keep at it, and hey, you know, never force yourself to play a game you're not enjoying. There's nothing wrong with jerking off to the fan art and enjoying the music. That's 90% of the Toho fandom.
I don't think it was that. I think it was just that I was expecting this, like, masterpiece or magnum opa, I guess, but it just didn't feel like that to me.
Oh, no, it's definitely a group of people who like the characters and writing and music enough to put up with Compile Heart's low budget and average gameplay.
Okay, fair enough.
But anyway, thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening. You know, it really means a lot to have people on the show listening in. I have fun playing with you guys every week. So, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, thanks for always hosting. I always listen every Sunday when I can, when I'm not in crippling depression. But yeah, have a good night.
You too. Stay tuned.
So, yep.
All right, thank you, Kaloth, for coming on. Next caller, whenever you're ready. Maduku Mom, are you there? I can't seem to hear you. Is your mic on?
I had push to talk on. I did not know. Hello, am I on the line?
Oh, there you go. Now I hear you.
Great. It is good to hear you, Maduku-san.
Thank you very much.
Maduku. I am Maduku from Nigeria. I want to ask you a very serious question.
What question is that?
Very serious, because you, as you know, I am Nigeria. That means I am black man. But I want to get Japanese woman. How?
Well, first of all, if you're a Nigerian black man, the first thing you should do is go to Tokyo and work in the brothels. If any of you have ever been to Tokyo's red light district, half of the brothels there are run by, like, Nigerian dudes, and you can get all the women you can pay for.
Oh, no, I can't
be
here. I have to.
Here's the real question. Here's the real question. What the fuck are you doing with 3D women?
Listen, man, my mother, she tell me I can't marry a 2D woman. I cannot do it. You ever seen the anime, the Madoka? I love the Madoka. She turned into a king. I love it that she turned into a king. I want to marry her, but I can't. My mother says no. She said no, you cannot marry her. That is a drawing. That is a collection of lines. You cannot marry her. So I say, mom,
is that haram?
Please.
Is that haram?
We are not. Whatever that is, we are not that. We have different religion.
Well, okay. Well, if you must deal with 3D, yeah, just go to a Japanese brothel. You'll be fine.
But I want to do it pure. I want to be a pure man. I don't want my thing to fall off. You know, it's very big. The very big thing.
I'm sorry, fam. You're stuck between a rock and a hard place. If you fuck a woman in real life, then you lose your chance of being a wizard. Why would you want that?
Listen, man. My mother, she's loaded, as they say. They loaded a lot of money. I want to keep the money, but I want to also keep the purity. I want to be a pure maiden, as they say, but I'm a maiden. I want to be a pure maiden.
Wait, there are no fucking men on Meguko. You're a liar. Get out of here. Next caller. There's no men on my listener board. Anyway, that was on Iraq. Oh, okay, we got a call coming in. Michael Ryan? Rain, are you there?
Michael Rain.
Rain, good to hear from you, Michael. How goes it?
I'm okay.
All right, so you've called in. Welcome to the radio program. What did you want to talk about? And let me, while you present your topic, let me put some of the BGM on. I kind of let that die.
I'm